This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 197, Predators from 2010. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, so how long has it been since you've seen Predator from 2010?
Well, dang, you know, it's funny. I remember specifically seeing this movie in the theater at a midnight screening. So I remember it very, very vividly. It was packed. And after that, I'm not sure if I ever watched it again, to be honest with you. So maybe 10 to 12 years since I've seen it.
Yeah, I haven't, not like that, but it's been a while. It's been a while since I've seen it. Now, not more than Predators 2, but it's been a while. Because sometimes this is on TV, and sometimes I just pop it from halfway in and just continue watching it. But, like, other than that, it's been a while. I don't know how long, specifically time-wise, but it's been a while. But with that said, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about Predators from 2010.
Yeah, Predators, of course, directed by Nimrod Antal, terrible first name, Nimrod. But produced by Robert Rodriguez, one of my favorite filmmakers. Yeah. This was has 65% critically. So it's in the fresh side, just over. Audience wise, not quite as high, a 52% from audiences. So they didn't quite dig it as much as the critics, but they're not far apart either.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
For sci-fi, I mean,
Predator 2, coming from Predator 2 is not bad.
That's true. These numbers are up from Predator 2.
So, let's just see how it is. All right, from there on, we're going to give you guys now our movie reviews of the Predators from 2010. So starting off, lead character, Adrian Brody as Royce.
I like Royce. I was cool with Royce. He's no Dutch, but I also liked him better than Cop from Part 2, Danny Glover. He's more like Dutch. He's a military guy, a mercenary, as you come to find out. But at the end of the day, he's willing to work as a team with these people to get out of there, which I liked. You know, these are it's a kind of an ensemble movie, similar to the first, except people last longer than the first movie. You got all these different military people, a Yakuza guy, who's pretty awesome, by the way. You get a guy who's like a serial killer. And you get a guy who's in a prisoner and like all this, you know, all this crazy stuff. He's willing to do what he has to do to get out of there alive. At the same time, he will let you die if he has to in order. Yeah. And I like that. I like I will help you and work with you to get off, but as soon as you are dead weight, I'm peacing out of here. I respect it. He goes back for the girl, you know what I mean? Which I liked. He didn't just like leave her to die or anything like that. And at the end, he fights the Predator mano y mano. Similar to Arnold, goes with the mud. And I liked him. I gave him a 4. Adrian Brody's a good actor. He's an Oscar winner. So this is not kind of the ideal movie you would think you'd see Adrian Brody in. But I thought he did a really good job as an action guy. He looked great. You know, he looked fit, you know, as he kind of shredded there at the end. So I gave him a 4. I liked him.
Yeah, when it comes to Adrian Brody's character, he's good. Okay, I gave him a 3. All right. There's certain things that nitpick me about him. I think, to me, he does not work as a lead action star. I don't know about you. I know he's an Oscar. I think he's an Oscar award winner, Adrian Brody. I know he won an Oscar, but for me, I don't see him in much action movies. So for this one was kind of weird for me to lead this movie. And his fucking voice was annoying. He had like that action voice, Batman voice. He was just like, we gotta get off this planet. We gotta get out of here. You know, that's something I would do. Yeah, the tough action voice, I call it. It did not work for me. I was like, yo, this voice is not working for me. Everything else worked because, again, he's an excellent actor. So he knew what he was getting into. But again, just the voice did not like resonate with me. It did not click with me as much. He was good with the cast members. He was good. He played that type of character very well. I'm not saying that he was horrible. It was just that voice was just very annoying for the hour and 50 minutes. He's just like, I don't know. He's just like, come and get me. I'm here.
I'm here. Come and find me.
Yeah, come and find me. And I don't know. I just felt kind of weird. So anyway, I gave him a 3. Again, he's good. He wasn't great and he was not perfect for this role. But other than that, let's get to the main villain, because there was more than one Predators in this variation of the film. There was like 3 or 4 plus the dog, the terror dogs. I call them predator dogs, hounds or whatever. Nate, what did you think of those characters?
Okay, so again, original Predator, I gave a 5. Predator 2 Predator, I think I gave a 3. Disappointed. I thought he was kind of overall weak because he lost to an old, you know, 47-year-old cop with no muscles. This time we get four predators, and then the one that was strung up, that he must have been the one that like sucked. They were like, you stink. We're going to tie you up. You're horrible. Then you had the dog creature things. Okay. I gave it a 4 as a whole.
Okay.
I thought the dogs were cool. You know what? To be honest with you, the more, like, the deeper we're getting into the series, I'm starting to feel like this was a series that didn't need to be a series. Like, it should have just been one movie. But since we're here, at least they tried something different with the dogs. And the, you know, and it's like Adrian Brody's character says, they're like hunting dogs, essentially. You send them out first, you let them. I like it. It fits with what the Predators are, hunters. So they're cool, and I like the design. They were fine. Then the actual Predators, they look cool. Again, the design is, I think the design is just perfect. You know, as the Predator as a creature, I just think it looks, there's nothing wrong with the look. This one has that one that at the end looks a little different. Like, his face is like a little bigger. The jaws go out a little. But he's still, but he doesn't look like, well, the next movie that we haven't gotten to yet. He's not like mega huge or anything. Like, he's like slightly bigger. It's cool. But I gave him a 4. The only reason they don't get a 5, like the original Predator. I mean, that original Predator who went back 20 years before this movie even came out, he destroyed all these super highly trained military all by himself. No dogs, no nothing on their world. And here you get 3 and they end up dying. Like, they end up getting taken out. One of them pretty, like the Yakuza, well, I'll save it for action, but like, it was a one-on-one fight and he just lost. So he won and lost, but that's why I get a 4, not a 5. I just think the fact that there was 3 of them and they couldn't just dominate this group of people, but the one in the first movie could dominate everybody, it lowers it 1 point. But I thought they were better than Predator 2 for me.
Yeah, so when it comes to the Predator pack, the pack of Predators on this pack one. Yeah, the pack of Predators. I was a little confused, right? Because we knew from the first two movies, it's one Predator in a jungle in Los Angeles going against our top in the world, whatever. Mm-hmm. This movie was kind of different because they gave you 3, but technically it wasn't 3 because each of them got taken out in weird ways and just did not make sense for me. You're absolutely right. They could have destroyed if they wanted to, but they kept toying with them for some reason, which I was just like, I guess they were learning their habits and how they adapt to the environment, which I was okay with it because I was like, yes, I understand, because the next season comes around, they already adapt to these group of people, and then the next group and the next group to make themselves better killers. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense, and I was okay with it. But again, you got 3 super-powered Predators. Dudes with guns, which they had unlimited ammo, pretty much. I mean, they never ran out of ammo at all. They shot in the woods. Then, I mean, there was a lot of action sequences, and I'm like, yo, they have not even reloaded as much as you would. I mean, they were just unloading clips, and it was like they never ran out. So I thought they could have fixed that a bit. Turns out the Predator, though, I loved that each of them had different helmets. One had the bone connected to the helmet, and I was like, yo, that, I gotta like a get Mastodon. Me that. I had to get him. I was like, I gotta get that type of mask in my room somewhere. But you're right. Each of them was different. You knew the main one was the boss version of all of them, which he was like the tough guy. Now, I know that's the original design from the first movie, because that's what they hinted when you saw it. And then they played the original music from 1987. And I was just like, this is stupid. Just me. Because I was like, we already saw him die with Arnold. So I was like, why would they bring him back in this version? I guess to pay homage, a different version, I guess, like the same creature version. He got his ass whooped. I mean, there's nothing you can say. The other one destroyed him. He was strung up. So I guess he was just weak.
Yeah.
But honestly, all in all, I agree with you. I gave him a 4. I mean, the Predator dogs were awesome. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about you. I just thought they were really cool. I wish they did more stuff instead of just running all over the place. And they had all these horns and never used them much.
Right.
But I liked it. I thought it was cool. I thought that whole design, there was nothing wrong with it. And watching it in 4K, there was really no flaws. The CGI looked great in that scene when the dogs are running all over the place and jumping on them. So I thought that worked well. I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Action scenes.
I was torn and I was flip-flopping between two scores, to be honest with you. So what do you do when you flip-flop between two scores? You go right in the middle of them. So I gave it a 3.5. Okay. I gave it a 3.5. I'll explain why. There's moments that I think, you know, this action's pretty cool. I might give it a 4. And then you go 30 minutes, 35 minutes where nothing is happening. Action-wise. I'm saying action-wise. Nothing's happening. They're walking around. They're talking with each other. They're looking at the moons. They're talking to homeless Lawrence Fishburne in the sewer, wherever he is. You know what I mean? Like, because of that, I'm like, well, maybe it's more of a 3. And it's really a matter of, you know, we always try to balance quantity and quality. You know, extreme quality, but not a lot, will still get you a 4 in my book. But also massive amounts of quantity that's kind of basic will possibly get you a 4. But when you have like good quality and not enough action, to me, it kind of falls at a 3.5. I mean, I couldn't give it higher. I thought the last fight was cool with Adrian Brody, but it was short. You know what I mean? Like the last, he runs around, he hides, and then he chops his head off. And that's, you know, pretty much it. The Yakuza guy fight was my favorite one. Just visually, I thought it was the coolest in the field with the grass blowing. That's the scene that makes me want to see like a samurai era Predator film. You know what I mean? I thought that scene was cool. But then, you know, besides that, the dog scene was cool. And then you get a lot of walking. Like there's just a lot of walking and talking in this movie. Action doesn't really kick into a longer set piece until the last 15 minutes or so. So I'm going to give it a 3.5. That's where I feel it deserves for me.
All right. I agree with you on that. I'm also on a 3.5. I felt the action, the movie quality is excellent. It's nothing wrong with the movie quality. The way it's shot, excellent. The amount of action is not enough for this type of movie. Now, remember, they're dropped in their world, and I thought we were going to get some hell-bounding ass-whooping, predator-whooping ass.
And there's three of them.
We didn't get none of that. Yeah.
Right.
I think where this movie fell flat in the department, I'm not saying it's horrible, but where it falls flat, it is the action scenes. And the reason why is because if I was writing this movie or directing this movie, I would have did it in a way that show one season, Adrian Brody survives it, have a group of other people fall in and have more action. And he figures out how to try to get out of here, but he doesn't. It's just an endless loop. And you and the audience will figure that out. So I would have brought the movie into two parts where he does land there. There's a lot of action where the Predator is just picking all of these guys off. Mm-hmm. And then you see the reset of the season kick in. And then you go, holy shit, like this is just endless rated R bloodthirsty Predator movie. We don't get this here. You're absolutely right. This whole movie is them just walking, trying to figure out how to get off this planet. And the Predators are just watching them doing absolutely nothing until the scene they come across the original the jungle predator, I'm going to call it, from the first movie. And that's where the movie just starts to take off, because then they reveal that there's extra predators. So for that, like, there is not much action. My favorite action scene in this movie, to be really honest with you, I don't have much, because I didn't get as much excited like I did with the first two movies. Because at least we had the meat factory in part two, right? Like, we had the meat. Like, we could say how bad that movie, not bad as how good it was as underrated crappy movie, but at least it gave you that moment that you go, damn, the Predator fucked these guys
up. And had one Predator destroying a bunch of people.
Yes. You know,
this never happened.
This one we didn't have that. You have four predators, 6 to 7 people that didn't do nothing. They all got picked off, but it was just, it's like a suicide mission, because they one stood back and then fought the other one and they both died. And then so I didn't like it much, but I agree. The Adrian Brody versus the Predator, I wasn't too excited for it because I already saw it in the first movie, and I just felt like they were recreating that moment. It wasn't unique, and I think that's why I wasn't as excited, because I was like, okay, I seen this with Arnold, and to me, Arnold versus the Predator felt more genuine to the story than Adrian Brody versus the Predator, because I was just like, okay, because he heard the story from the chick when he used the mud and he did it, and I was just like, oh, okay. Like, you didn't think of it yourself. So yeah. I had to knock it, but I gave it a 3.5. To be honest, 3.5. I didn't find that moment that I go, okay, this is the staple of Predators. Right. I couldn't at all.
The best shot, though, got to be when the Predator rips out the dude's spine while he's lying on the floor, and he holds it up, and it's like, it's like a storm. And best shot of the movie.
And he screams. He's like,
absolutely the best shot of the whole movie. There's not a better one.
I agree with you with that, but like, I can't find, like, I know you found your moment in the film that you think it was significant. Like, I couldn't find an action scene that I would be like, oh, this is it. Like, Predator 1, there's tons of them. Predator 2 is the meat factory. Predators, I can't just put one dot going, this is it. But anyway, with that said, 3.5 for both. Storyline.
So, these last two areas for me, like, I think the movie's good. I think it's good. But the storyline, I remember. So first of all, I know for a fact I haven't seen this in forever because I thought there was way more action in this movie when I started watching it. And it kicks off with action right away. Like, they land, they just start shooting the machine guns and everything, like, right away. You know, I'm like, okay, there's going to be, so at least if the story is like super great, the story's good. But I think they did not capitalize on the premise that they had personally, you know, to take the Predators off. It's not on Earth. Right. Plus, the reveal is cool. Like, if you are watching this for not the first time, so I guess a little spoiler alert, but the reveal that they're not on Earth was, I remember it being really cool when I was at the theater. I was like, shoot, you think they're in, you know, Cambodia or something. And then all of a sudden there's like three moons and I'm like, what the heck? Where are they? And then you realize they're not on Earth. So I thought it was a cool reveal, but then it just literally is a group of bad people walking around literally for an hour, a little over an hour. They're just walking and talking. And that's where it falls a little flat. Like, even the conversations they're having are not as interesting as they could have been, because we as an audience, this is the third Predator movie we've seen. So we don't need a lot of exposition or explanations. Like, her story about what the Predator was from 1987, cool, but it could have been shorter even. You know what I mean? Like, we know that. And it's pretty funny how you notice they don't even talk about the second Predator. And Predator 2 is not even mentioned. There was only one. It was just Predator 1. She's like, forget 1997. You know, I don't know. It's a good premise. So I'm going to score it on that. I think there's some good ideas. I like that they're using bad people or people who are predators. You see, the predators in this movie could be the people that are there because they're killers, mercenaries. I like that, but I don't think they cashed in all the way. So I gave it a 3. I think they're a great idea, but not a great script.
You know, it's funny. I gave it a 4. Okay. I thought it was a great storyline. And storyline alone, I'm not talking about like as a package and everything. Storyline alone, I think they'd had something, man. Like, this was it. And I think with a second movie, it would have ironed the shit out of this movie out and made it better. But they did not capitalize on a sequel for this movie. And I was really pissed off because I was like, this movie needed a sequel to flush out what was wrong with this movie. But in terms of the actual film itself, I like this storyline. Like, it's not the Predator in our world. We're in their world. Yeah. We're like, how can we bring these dudes down? Like, I like that. I thought it worked very well. I agree with you. There is a lot of things they could have done. I mean, they could have fixed. I mean, I am not a script writer. I don't know. But in terms of storylines, I know I could have moved stuff out that could have made the movie more faster paced than what it was. Because I felt there was a lot of boring scenes. And I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of boring scenes in this movie where between these characters, and I don't care for them because now we're in their world and I want to see how the Predators are going to beat their asses. And that's what I care about. Right. And we didn't get that. We got the Predator dogs. I was happy for it. I was like, oh yeah, we got 4 extra Predators. They do absolutely shit. We got all these guns and, you know, prison dudes and they're fighting each other. And I'm just like, oh God, why? I don't mind it. I was like, it's okay. But when it comes to storyline, I think that it could have been strong. And I believe in my Predator heart that if they had a sequel, I think it could have been a little bit better. Now, in terms of Lawrence Fishburne's character, I will put money down that character was for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he said no, and they gave it to Lawrence Fishburne. Because it would have made it would have made sense for that storyline that Dutch stood for all those seasons, and they're trying to capture him. And it would have been cool. Agreed. Dutch and Adrian Brody at the end of the movie. See, and Dutch sacrifices
himself. If that
himself.
Was Dutch, there's two things I think that would have elevated this for me. I 1,000% agree with you. I believe they wrote it hoping he would do it, and then he didn't do it. But if that person took off that helmet and it was Dutch, people would have lost their minds.
I would have lost it.
Second of all, I think they didn't capitalize with having other species more. Remember that scene where that one alien is chasing them?
Oh, the
that and it's just like some random alien.
Yeah.
It would have been cooler if there was more of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just think those two things could have bumped it up. I mean, if it was Dutch and it might have gone way up higher for me. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, if it was Dutch and then the original music plays behind, I would have been like, you know what? You stole my money, bro. Like, this is it. But again, we didn't get Dutch, and I think they should have rolled out that character because that character was useless. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. It was one of the most stupidest scenes I've seen.
He's talking to the wall.
Yeah.
Like, what's this guy doing?
He was like, you should put that back. You know, I think you tried to turn
this
myself.
This guy says he can fly the ship. Who are you talking to?
Yeah. This dude is batshit crazy. I would have shot him. Like, there's no way I would have stood there with him. And then he started going all crazy. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, no. Like, why would you save him if you're going to try to pick off these dudes? Like, that's right. Who I was like. And I hope. And you know what? For the love of God, if that was Dutch and they would have did that to him, I think I would have been angry.
I would have been like, I think if it was Dutch, they wouldn't have done that. But they were well, since he's not going to be in it, let's just make him a kook and... Yeah. They're trying to steal their money.
I agree. Look, I gave it a 4. I think we have premise here. I think this was a diamond in the rough story, but they did not capitalize. I agree with you on that. You gave it a 3 overall.
Overall, so one thing we didn't talk about at all is this movie, it has the best cast out of any Predator movie because you have an Oscar winner in your lead with Adrian Brody. You have Lawrence Fishburne, who's a great actor. You have Alice Braga, who at the time, she was doing a lot of stuff. I Am Legend a couple years before that. Like, she was kind of on the come up in movies. She's great. Mahershala Ali, who's now an Oscar winner as well. He was in this movie. You got Danny Trejo, who's not an Oscar winner, but if you've seen a Robert Rodriguez movie, that's Danny Trejo, he's got to be in there. Yeah, he's got to be in there. Which was cool. You got Walton Goggins, who's a character actor who I really like. I'm not crazy about Topher Grace, but I thought he was a good pick for that role. Like, he's wimpy. He's kind of like a little loser, and then he turns out to be a psycho, you know? I kind of liked it. But yeah, a great cast. Overall, I think it's good. I think the end, you know, there's not enough action for my taste, and the story could have been a lot better. But overall, I gave it a 3.5. I think it's good. Solid 7 out of 10 movie. Like, for me, that is a watchable, enjoyable movie overall. Could have been better stuff, yes. But it also, I liked it much better than Predator 2. I think it's probably the next best movie. Again, we haven't reviewed The Predator yet, but I think it's probably the best sequel. But again, I'm really feeling like these sequels don't need to exist as we're going along. Like, Predator should have been a one-off. As it stands, it's entertaining. A 3.5 for me.
Yeah, when it comes to overall, I went a higher point than you. I went a 4 on my overall. I think this is a step up from Predator 2. Now, again, we talked about it in the last episode and a few episodes back about Predator 2. I enjoy Predator 2 for what it is, but this movie is way superior in every aspect of in storytelling and everything. So for that, like, I had to think of it in that term, like, okay, how was this better than 2? This one is better than 2. Like, if I mean, of course, we're going to pick 3 and 1 within the 3, you know what I mean? But I think this, in every aspect, this was good. Adrian Brody, and you want to compare him to Danny Glover, two totally different characters, but at least Danny Glover fit that role, where Adrian Brody was just a pick from left field for me. I did not know how
I love left field picks, though.
I know. It could have worked. Yeah. It could have worked, but I just couldn't take that dude's action voice. That just couldn't kill... It just, oh man, I just couldn't. That was 2 hours of this dude's like fake ass voice.
You just
voice.
Hate grovelly voices.
I think so.
I'm convinced. You just don't like the grovelly
voice. I hate
voice.
Batman's voice. And yeah, this dude is the similar. This? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one scene that just irked me, right? And he was like, oh man. Oh, when he was about to, when Toby Grace was about to cut him, right? And he turned around and he was, because I'm fast.
Oh, I love that line. Him in the neck. Oh, man. So I'm just saying, that's one of my favorite. Because he says, he's like, you see, I knew you were a good guy. And he's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, but I'm fast. I like that line. I
you
thought it
liked
was good.
That?
I thought the line was good. I mean, maybe
the line
like
was
the voice,
good,
but I like the line. I'm not a good guy, but I'm fast.
The line was good, but when that voice kicked in, he was just like, I'm not good. good.
But I'm fast.
But I'm fast. And then he stabbed him. Yeah. And he's just like, oh, 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 oh,
oh. I like that. And he puts grenades on him.
Yeah. Yeah, that just made me laugh. That, I mean, I should put that in our songboard. But I'm fast.
I feel like you should.
I should. I think we should promote Adrian Brody into our songboard.
I feel like he belongs
board.
There.
He does.
Yeah, just that part.
Just that.
But one I'm alone. Fast.
But I'm fast.
Yeah, that's great. I like that line. I thought it was funny.
I knew you liked those stupid gravelly voices. Yes, look, with that, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3.5 total points.
Okay, my total points comes out to an 18 out of 25. It's a good, solid movie. I like the talent behind the camera. I think Nimrod Antal, I don't know if he's done. I feel like he might direct TV, or maybe he directs nothing. He did a couple of movies. This, Armored, Vacancy, which is a horror film I quite enjoy. I thought he was a good filmmaker. I love Robert Rodriguez. You could tell this didn't have the budget. It had a good budget, but you could tell it wasn't like top, top, top tier. And they used what they had. And I feel like they made a solid Predator film. It definitely felt like a Predator film that was made by people who liked the original movie, which is probably why they don't mention the second one in it. Cause I feel like they're just fans of Predator 1, but overall it was good. 18.
Yeah. Look, I gave it an 18.5. I think this movie is really good to be really honest with you. It's a very solid sequel that I think it deserved an extra film to flush out. And I think I wanted to see where this goes. Like, I wanted to see what the next season brings us. And I think you could have just so much with that type of storyline. It did not. I don't think it made that much money in the box office, to be really honest with you, in terms of the film. So I think it fell flat. And to be honest with you, I think what hurt the movie for me, I don't know about you, but once I saw Robert Rodriguez's name, I thought he filmed the movie. And I went crazy. I was like, oh, my God, this movie's going to be electric. And then when I found out he was just a producer, I was like, oh, not cool. Because I think it would have been so much more bloodier, because he's a big fan of these things. And when you see him doing like the machete and everything, you could see what he could do behind the camera. I was totally shocked that he did not want to be behind that camera and film a Predator movie, because I think it would have been an excellent film if Robert Rodriguez helmed this movie. I would have been like, yo, this is it. Like, this could be the sequel that everybody was waiting for. Yeah. But we did not get it. So, I mean, the guy didn't do bad. I think he did a great job with this film. Yeah. Just
it doesn't look
boring
cheap.
At
it doesn't
times.
Look bad. Yeah.
No.
And I love that they ended the movie with the song from the helicopter.
Yes!
That was the best. I was like, okay. And, you know, I didn't, you know, when I first saw this, I had seen The Predator, you know, but I, for whatever reason, I just didn't. I was like, this is a weird ending song. And then now I'm like, that's a great song for the credits. It's a great homage to the original.
But at least it worked. Instead of them like going into like in an area and there's like a radio there and they turn it on and it's that song. Right. I would have been like, oh, that's cheesy. But I mean, it worked as it is. All right, Nate, what is coming up next?
All right. Coming up next, we, of course, will have our, we're kicking off a new month. We're done with Liam Neeson movies. We're moving on to horror-tinged action movies. These are movies that contain monsters or vampires or werewolves or zombies or some sort of creature that is usually in a horror film, but it's an action movie. And we're going to be kicking that off with Doom from 2004, I believe it is, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Carl Urban, your boy, Carl Urban. Oh, yeah. Rosamund Pike is in this too. So we're going to be reviewing that. And of course, directed by your boy who did Cradle to the Grave that we did with Jet Li, and he directed that movie too. So there we go. And then, of course, next week, we are wrapping up the Predator franchise with The Predator. I'm interested to talk about this one with you. I know your take, most part. I haven't talked about this movie much, so I also haven't seen it since the theater. So I'm looking forward. Maybe I'm not looking forward, but maybe I am to talking about that one with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I even sat down and reviewed that movie, to be honest with you. But other than that, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks, where you get the video versions of the podcast, or go to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com, or join the Patreon if you want to watch the behind the scenes making of your favorite podcast episodes. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.